Okay, but we'll start with the positive. The first win's finally there in the league.
Yeah, it is. First half especially, played really well. You know, got two goals in front. Second half, defended a little bit too deep for my liking, and we didn't really take great care of the ball well enough. But you know, I said to the players there, it's all about winning games.
And the team today finally look like it's coming together now.
We've got a lot of players out, you know, so the sooner we can get them back, and the better, and the squad will look a lot stronger. You know, but obviously delighted with the 3 points, and you know, I know last week wasn't very good, but we've had 7 games, you know, and over the course of 90 minutes we've lost one game. So that's something that we need to build on.
Is that something that's impressed you even more today? You were battered last week 3-0, you had 120 minutes on Tuesday night, and yet the players have come out today and performed fantastic.
You know, they get a clean sheet as well, because they're difficult to play against. You know, second half they changed their system about 6 times. They went 3-2, 3-2, then they went 3-2, 1-4, and you know, they're trying to get back in the game. But I thought we defended really well. You know, pleasing aspect as well. I know people are saying about their goal scoring sort of things, but it was important we got back to keeping clean sheets.
As you say, one man who impressed me today, Aaron Taylor Sinclair, was really good out there.
I thought Aaron was fantastic. Thought young Harry Mitchell, you know, the young boys still learning. You know, they came into the team and didn't look out of place. I thought front two first half won us the game, purely by their work rate, holding the ball up, and they never gave their back three a minute's peace. You know, and when your front two are doing that, it really sets you off as a team and gets you further up the pitch. You know, that's where we got the goals from.
You touched on some defensive issues in the second half there. Was there any concern there for you today?
No, I mean, look, we changed it around, fair to Graham. You know, it's when teams go 3-2, 3-2, and then shove 4 up top and still have the 2 and the 1 in the hole, it was difficult. So we changed things around slightly and matched them up in midfield, and they had little bits of possession, but they didn't really cause us any problems after that. You know, beginning of the second half they did, but after the change I thought we were relatively comfortable.
Mitchell Lund, 18-year-old, obviously started today, plenty of academy lads on the bench as well. Is that something you're looking to do more this season?
Yeah, I've said all along since I first came in, there wasn't enough kids coming through, and we want to give them a chance. You know, we believe we've got a good crop of youngsters here. I thought, you know, it shows 18-year-old Mitchell, he's still learning the game, you know, and he's got to learn when to not pass the ball to the opposition sometimes, but as a rule it was great, you know, and he was helped by an experienced centre half pairing alongside him.
Next time we speak, the transfer window will have shut. Is there anything in the pipeline now in the next 3-4 days?
Yeah, there is. We were hoping maybe to get another one in for today. It didn't quite happen, but we'll be trying to get one or two in before Tuesday.
In what positions?
Not telling you.
Remaining coy on that one. A couple of fans have said to me outside that they're concerned Richard Wellens has handed in the transfer request. Anything in that?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, why was he left out today?
Richie was left out today. He came to see me yesterday and said he'd interest from another club, and he wanted to express a desire to speak to him. So that's why he was left out today.
Okay, is that deal anywhere near progressing?
I've not heard anything since. You know, me and Richie get on great. We've known each other a long time, so there's a lot of respect amongst us, but I've got to look after the team.
Let's move on to Tuesday with Burton Albion, and again, no game's easy, but is this a cup competition you're looking to do well in this year?
Yeah, we want to do well in every game. You know, we want to build on the result today. We want to build on the one defeat in 7 games and make that one defeat in 8. It's a great chance to get to Wembley, but we're going to have to manage the squad a little bit as well, you know, because the boys really dug in at the end today. You know, we're going Saturday, then 120 minutes Tuesday, another tough 90 minutes today. So we're going to have to look after them a little bit.